Father God, thank you for Stephen. Thank you for him coming this morning and bringing to us your word. And Lord, we just choose now to open our hearts to hear afresh what you have to say for us personally, for our individual churches, and for our River family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Bless you. Well, hello. I've got this thing happening. So I do have a message for you today about the R's for River. And God has put this on my heart for quite some time. And then thank you for inviting Mara and I here for the handover. And I sort of had that on my heart to bring then, but there was so much happening that day. God just said, do nothing and see what happens. And it was just after that that Kerry asked me to be here with you today for River Together. I want to start with one of the great R's in our vocabulary, and that is that of recognition. And I would like to ask Al and Sandra to come up here, and for Colin and Sadie to come up here, Kerry and Jonathan to come up here, Andy and Lina to come up here. So I just wanted to put this in order. Can you guys please come in? You two up here. I want to put this in order of the journey. This is herding cats. Okay, one, two. You're at the back. You're there. You're the Kerry. You're over here, please. Right, and there's a gap. Thank you. So, Al, you build a house. You established a house for River many, many years ago, and you are part of the founding father of this house, and that your legacy in this place be continued through this chain of people. And every person that stood here, there is somebody beside you and with you. And Al, may this continue and continue, not through this line, but this line, because out here is another generation and another generation and another generation. And this generation that's sitting there now resonating, look at you brilliant young people. Look at you. You guys are the next generation of taking us, taking this from what this person planted through to the next generation. And that's where this River Church is ready to have a renovation, a rejuvenation. A place that is going to take it beyond here. Someone is missing here. There is a vacant place here. And from you and this couple that have stood in the gap, from every leader, every person that's been in this church, who has stood in the gap, who has been there backing and supporting and working and diligently being there and standing in every gap that this church has had, who has stepped in there? Andy and Lina have stepped in there. And once today you are standing in the gap. Kristen and Judith can't be here today, but where are you? You're standing in the gap. And God thanks you for your diligence. You're still on the leadership team. You're still up here doing worship. You're still up here getting stuff on Facebook. Andy and Lina, you are an incredible team and you fill the gap wherever you go. You've done that for me personally. You've done that for me in my business. You fill the gap, and may God continue to fill you to overflowing in everything that you do and you've done. And Kristen came into this house and got the technicalities of this house. He filled in the gaps with the theology and the technicalities and all of the... He is a walking theologian, as you know. And he filled in the gaps and got all so much technicalities. And Kristen and Judith planted so much great wisdom theologically and helped me enormously on our path for Hearthstyles. But then the house needed caring, and it needed nurturing, and it needed loving, and it needed to be brought together that a family loved and cared for and nurtured one another. And that's what this couple have done. You came in and nurtured a family and brought a family together in love and made that family love one another and bring into that family something that happened here today, because we experienced the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning in worship, did we not? did we not? Because that's a family that's been brought together in one accord under the presence of love. And that's what this couple have done for River Church as it's flowing through people's lives, as it's flowing through. And you both continue to bring in the nurture and the love of Jesus, because that's resonating through every bone in your body, every part of you, that you continue to do that. And then God says we need to hand it over to another couple, to another people who can say, I'm going to grab this and I'm going to build on that. That ceiling becomes my platform. And sometimes we have to get something and we have to strip something back for a renovation, a rejuvenation, a revival, a place that we restore, we replenish, we run towards God as God runs towards us. And that is what's happening for you, Kerry, to have a complete different approach that's been built on this, that you can fill this gap, that you can find what's going to happen here. And that is something that is, it's a fire that's burning in you. I know that. And it's something that's out of Joshua. We didn't plan this, but I'm preaching out of Joshua today. You put Joshua up there about the house of God. Jehovah Sneaky has done it again. Jehovah Sense of Humor has done it again. Because God is interconnecting things. And that's what's happened through this lineage. And of course, beside you is this rock. Right? A rock of a man. You are such a solid rock. You are for this church, you are for your wife, and you just happen to be for our business as well as our CEO. So God has like orchestrated these things, that we've been interconnected with these lives as these lives are interconnected with you. So let's give some recognition to this group of people that are continuing to... And as you're standing, have you at any time served tea and coffee for this church? Stand. Have you helped with praise and worship in this church? Stand. Have you loved someone in this church? Stand. Have you been part of something that God has anointed? Stand. Are you part of something that's going to go forward? Stand. Let us stand and praise God and praise what's happening out the front. But I want to praise what's happening up the back, because every single one of you is a bookend for God here. Stand and know that you are all part of something. Stand, everybody. Stand. I say to you, stand. Make a movement for God. Thank you. Stand for the press. Thank you. Stand up. Stand straight, stand up for God, because this is something that we need to make a movement. We need to make a movement towards God, because He's running towards us. He is the big R and the revival, but if we just sit there and do nothing and relax in our recliner, we are going to not see any movement. So thank you. Thank you for standing. Thank you for standing in the presence. So Father, we pray that your presence right now your rejuvenation, your refreshment, your revival, your refuge, as you run towards us and we run towards you, that you can be like Rahab and have a rehabilitation. Not a rehabilitation, but a rehabilitation. And if we get time today, we're going to end up in Joshua. We're going to talk about Rahab. Rahab the prostitute. Rahab the sinner. Rahab who ends up in the Hall of Fame in Hebrews. One of the only two women who ends up in the Hall of Fame. Comes from that side of the fence to this side of the fence. Comes something happened to Rahab and she had a rehabilitation. So that's our message today. Take a seat, folks. Thank you. Thank you, God. So, a renovation. And that's where God has been talking to me through something that's happened to Mara and I in the natural, whilst you guys have been going through this. And in the natural, God's been saying, this is what's on river, a renovation. And we have finally sold out of Australia. We've sold our property. We bought a place in Shepherd's Bush. I know that's where every other Aussie ends up in London. Yes, Shepherd's Bush. Everyone's having a big laugh, and we've got this beautiful 1880 Victorian cottage, and it's a lovely cottage. It was beautiful. Could have just bought it and lived in it. But God said, do a renovation. Get something that's nice, something that's got a good foundation, something that's established, but do a renovation on it. Strip it back a bit. And of course, if you've done this before, which I hadn't, you start to peel back a layer of wallpaper and another layer of wallpaper, and wallpaper hides a multitude of sins and grace hides a multitude of sins and covers a multitude of sins, but in the natural it's called wallpaper. But we had this incredible experience where we engaged a builder who basically contracted every other person that was needed. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, the sand floorer, the painter, the carpenter, the this, the that, the other. And we had the most delightful, amazing renovation experience. Can someone give me a show of hands who has not had a positive renovation experience dealing with tradie, dealing with this, that and the other? Just a couple of you, one or two. And, you know, like you hear people having nightmares of trying to do renovations. Well, we just had the very best experience. And for me, that was just God saying, like, in River Church, you've just got that worship this morning. Thank you. There's just so much talent. There's so many gifts. There's so many people that hold this thing together to create a house, to create a house for the Lord. And I hope today that you're going to get something that God speaks to you about, a thing that he's going to put in your heart for a revival, a renovation, a rejuvenation, a rehabilitation. Because it's an exciting thing when you do a renovation. So we are God's workers, gifted and called to partner with him to renovate and restore his house, his love, and his church. And if you don't, here's the bad news. If you don't, what could happen? The mold could set in. The rot could set in. The things that haven't been refreshed and rejuvenated in this old home that we bought. You started to peel back and you think, whoa, thank goodness. We had mold. We had all sorts of stuff happening behind the scenes. So as you know, whenever I bring a message, I say, like, find the gold in the message today. There's gold in the bends of the river. You don't go looking for gold in the strait of a river. You go looking for gold in the bends of the river. And as I say every time I'm with a group of people, that the bends in the river of your life, the bends in the river of this church, the times that it's struggled, the times that you've gone through difficulties, the time that relationship tension's been there, the struggles in your life, the bends in the river of your life is where God deposits gold. Look at Rahab, the prostitute that invites the Israelites into a home and hides the spies. What happened to her? We don't know a lot. But if she ends up in the book of Hall of Fame, something happened to her. A bend in the river, and she found gold. And I just pray today that you continue to search for the gold out of the tough things in life, the bends in the river of your life. So this is our little cottage, our little 1880. Now, when you're an Australian, you say 1880, that is ridiculously ancient. You know, that is like, you know, it's 2,000 years old, you say 1880. So that it looks nice, doesn't it? It's a lovely, lovely place. I could go through it. And look, this is when we bought it. Looks nice, doesn't it? I could go and live in that. You're living in River Church, and it's great. This is that's River Church. You can all live here. And look at it. Look at you guys today. Look at the presence of God today. So why do anything to it? Why? Because there's a gap over here. There's a gap for this generation. and the generation that you're going to talk to, and the generation that you're going to talk to. There's a gap here. And if us grey-headed beasts stay here, us old grey-headed that might have a bit of mould, that might have a bit of... We need to shake it up and create that next revival fight because it's his house. We are the custodians, as is your heart his house. So what's your heart doing? Where are you finding the gold in your heart? Where are you renovating and rejuvenating your heart to restore life, to breathe life into life, so that you come here? And what happened here this morning in that worship is because all of you have come here with your hearts ready to posture to God. And as you posture to God, you are creating a resonance. And we need to fill that gap. So that's River Church. That was our cottage. That was our house. And we went, you know what? Let's peel it back. Let's, because my darling wife, who is the superior interior decorator, walks in and goes, oh, look at all that wallpaper. I had no idea. That had been painted over. Sorry, it's not that you could see it was wallpaper. It had been painted. So it had layer and layer of paint over the top of layer and layer of wallpaper. So we decided to start to strip it back. And, of course, you find the things that are broken. You find the things that are not resonating, the things that are not going to hold up the staircase. And in all of us, we're broken. In all of us, we need repair. In all of us, we need to find not just that for us and for you, but for River. Because you've got a generation you're going to lose if you don't. And having coached someone has come out of this congregation recently, just as a father figure for this person, he said, it just hasn't quite got me because I need to get the next, he didn't use the word rejuvenation, but that's the word I'm going to use, to capture his heart again into this church. So what did we do? We pulled it back. We stripped it back. We took all the mouldy plaster out, got the plasterers in, and did this incredible repair job, and that's what it looks like today. So, guys, you know, my word for you today is to encourage you in that very same thing. So, that can stay there. I do all these notes and never take any notice of them. Story of my life. Andy will be laughing. Yes. So, let's strip back what we're doing in every part of your church. Be brave enough to do that. Take the risk in what it takes to do that. Not just in this church, River, but in your life, in your heart. What are you going to strip back? What are you going to be prepared to find there to say, Jesus, fill that void, heal that wound? What are we going to do to say, I'm going to forgive that situation, that person? What am I going to do in my heart to create that? And what am I going to do to take the risk to be able to pull something apart and restore it? And here is a renewal of something. And if you walked into this now, we stripped all the floors back to their original state, took all of the things that are there that all look nice. But when you strip it back, you find some beautiful things as well. And we found, look at the floorboards, 1880 floorboards. Why would you cover that with paint and carpet? I don't know. But we stripped it back. So not only when you strip life back, you find the beauty. You find what God's done in your life. You get thankful and say, God, you've been there. I might be tired today. I might not be exactly where I wanted to be. But if I look back and say, where would I be if I didn't have God in my life? And you start to strip back the paint. You strip back the carpet. And you start to find the good and the gold and the precious things that God has planted. And sometimes as we get into church life, we forget about that. Sometimes we're just looking forward all the time and saying, what about this? What about that, God? But what's the beauty? What's God planted in you? What has he done in you? What is he doing in you? And unless we start to decide, we're going to strip it back and have a look at the beauty, not just the things that might be broken that he can fill, but what has he done? What is he doing? So guys, I really encourage you today for River Church going into its next season under Kerry, that Kerry, you continue to take risk. You continue to take big risk. You continue to move in a place that might upset a few people, but it will stir up a few people. Let's get stirred up. So, of course, what happened to us? We were renting a property in Bayswater for 3.5 years while we were temporarily looking at moving into London permanently. Did I crack? Did I? It's all happening here. One week before we moved home, we'd bought this property, we'd renovated it, we were so excited. Mara and I have never had a home together. We've only had flats in the 25 years we've been together in Sydney, here and here. We only have had flats. We've never had our own home with our own key in our own door. And it was really, really precious for us. We were just praising God every day of this round. Because I can walk into number 15 road and put my key in the door. And God said, this is your house, Stephen. This is your house, Mara. And it's a very special thing when you've got your house and you're not just in a flat for the last 25 years. What happened 1 week before? Those that are nodding have seen my Facebook post. We went out to the movies and we came back and someone had smashed the door in and robbed us. And that's what we came home to. Someone had done a John 10:10. The thief comes to help me steal, kill and destroy. So what is going to happen is you start to stir up this church, as you start to take it into the next season, preparing it for the gap and preparing it, Kerry. We pray protection over you and everybody, that the thief will come in and try and steal, kill and destroy. And as you renovate your heart, as you leave today saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, the enemy will come in and try and steal, kill and destroy. We lost 10,000 quid in that, uninsured, because we just came to London for a year in this flat. That year ended up 3.5 years. And you know what? You go, fine, you can have the money. But we've got our life. We're moving into our new home. But did it create fear in us? Did we have a spirit of fear come all over us? Because if you've had that happen to you, it's very intrusive. The invasion of someone coming in and going through your room. Fortunately, we'd just about had everything packed, and we were very, 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 very blessed that they didn't find a whole lot of other stuff that was packed and hidden in the home. But what did we do that night when we were living in fear? I got my Macca out. I call this Macca. I got Macca out and I got screws and I screwed the door to the architrave. And I screwed the door that no one was going to get in. The problem is no one can get out. That is not the right way to live. So guys, I just want to say to you, if you've got fear in your life, what have you done? Have you screwed your heart closed? Have you blocked your mind? Have you blocked your heart? Have you locked yourself away because someone hurt you and you've been hurt? Or someone told you were not good enough and you've believed a lie? And someone has said to you, we are going to steal, kill and destroy, and I'm going to break into your heart and your mind, and you have said enough. I'm just going to get my Makita out and I'm going to screw the door of my mind closed. And I'm going to screw the door of my heart and I'm going to be released, because it's time to be released out of that. And I had to make a decision. Mara and I had to make a decision. The next day, We had the Holy Spirit come in. See the Holy Spirit? Look at him. We had the Holy Spirit come in and replace the door. We had the builder come in and say, we are going to fix this thing. We're going to make it more secure than it's ever been. We're going to renew and refresh and replace something in your home so that you can feel safe in your home. So what are you going to do to let the Holy Spirit come in? And you're going to break off those defense strategies. You're going to break off those mindsets that you've had. Break them off now. Break off the hurt, the shame, the guilt, the pain. Break off the ridicule. Break off the rejection. Break off the resentment. Break those things off and unscrew the door to let somebody called the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Father, Jesus Christ, miraculously come in and replace the doorway to your mind and your heart. Right now, everybody, take their place now. Where have I had fear? And I have bolted the door shut. But no more. I'm going to unscrew that now. I'm going to unscrew the door of my mind. I'm going to unscrew the door of my heart. Jesus said, I am the door. And let the Holy Spirit now come in and give you something that I, the speaker, can't give you right now. God did it for Rahab the prostitute. He can do it for you. I don't care how big a sinner you think you are. Sin is an acronym, South instead of North. S-I-N. When you're heading south instead of north, all you've got to do is posture yourself back to north, back to Jesus, and you are healed. You are forgiven. In that instant of grace, with every drop of blood, everybody take a breath. That breath is oxygen from heaven called grace. And guilt and shame will keep your door locked and bolted. So be released, every one of you, from guilt and shame and not good enough. And unlock the door. Take a breath of grace. Every breath you take keeps you alive. Every breath you take is a breath of grace and turns you from south, sin, and turns you north. Every drop of grace, every drop of blood, every breath you take is to restore your heart, to restore this church, to revive you. And when people look at it, look at this photo. Have a look at the photo on there. That's the door. It looks absolutely no different to what it used to look. If you walk past flat 1, 15 Inverness Terrace in Bayswater, that door looks no different. But it's changed on the inside. It has been replaced. So when you look in the mirror tomorrow, you don't look much different. But if God has come in today, if you have accepted something that God has got for you, something has been replaced and restored and revived and refreshed and rehabilitated today. And you look in the mirror, because this is Sunday, we're all churchy today. We're all Christians today, aren't we? But tomorrow you look in the mirror and instantly the enemy, the thief, will come and steal, kill and destroy and say, oh, that was yesterday. That's not real, because I look exactly the same. But you are not the same. And guys, year after year after year, on Wednesday it was my 39th year as a committed Christian. Next year is my 40th. I'm going to hit my promised land next year. I'm only warming up. And it's like, you know, you can go through the peaks and the valleys, and though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. in those 40 years. And you young people, just keep hanging in there with God, because his no is our yes. Sometimes God says no and you're thankful 3 years later that his no, because it became my yes. And that's what's happened in our business, that we're promoting our business the last couple of years in this country. We've spent loads and loads and loads of money with very little success for a while. And all of a sudden, I've realized that God's no was my yes, because I couldn't do it on my own. Mara and I were doing this on our own. So God brings Jonathan, God brings Sandra to help build this business and this global thing that is happening. And if we had got all those yeses when I wanted them, I would be burnt out, frazzled, and not be able to cope. Our brand would not have delivered quality. And it's just one of those things. It's really easy to look back on, isn't it, when you do things in this in life. So this is what is happening. Sometimes you look no different, but there has been a revival. This is what they left. So as much as we got robbed, we went into our dining room, because that was our office. There are three laptops. So there's my laptop open, here's Mara's laptop, and here's a third. One, two, three mobile phones, an iPad, a Bible. So I'm just going to believe that somehow something happened, that they went, let's get out of here. And maybe that Bible, I'm happy to believe that. Maybe that Bible open frightened the life out of them. And they took what they took and they didn't, and they were gone. So keep your Bible open. You never know who's watching. Keep your bedroom tidy. One of Mara's beautiful watches went, because we just went out to the movies and it's sitting there. Keep your room tidy. Physically, keep your room tidy in your heart. And look at us. And then look for the good. So, of course, we're trapped in fear. What did we do the very next night? We didn't want to go anywhere. We just wanted to stay at home and lock ourselves in our home, because we had fear. And you know what fear stands for: false expectations appearing real. So what did we do? At exactly the same time that we went out on the Friday night, we went out exactly the same time at 5:45 on the Saturday night. We went back to the picture theatre and watched another movie. And I can tell you, the first 20 minutes of that movie, we weren't watching the movie. We were going, who's breaking into our home right now? We had genuine fear going through our mind. But what did we do? We ran towards the giant. We ran towards the fear. Instead of letting fear trap us and encapsulate us into the experience that we just had. So, folks, as you get through this renovation, rehabilitation, revival, refreshment, rejuvenation, whatever it is that's happening through these R's, recognize that God is with us, recognize the things that didn't get taken, and please run towards the fear and see what you can do with your life as you run towards fear. How do we run towards fear? Faith. Because without faith, we're just going to do that in our own strength. And I've run out of time here fast. So the stories of having my faith renewed this year has just been incredible. That I've got to a place where our revenue wasn't what it could have been. And you just get to a place where, you know what, I can't do this. I have just got to rely on faith. And relying on faith is why we're here. Because if it wasn't faith, if we could just do it on our own, why the heck are we here? We're here because God wants to speak faith into us. So what is your personal revelation today? Is it that you're sitting in a recliner, relaxing at River Church in life? Or is it that you're having a revival and you're going to refresh? You're going to look for the reward that God's got. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. What is your reason for coming here? What is your reason to get out there? What a great testimony of that lady. What risk are you going to take? What reconnection are we going to have in your own personal revelation? And I'm just here today just to remind us that it's all about our relationship with God, our relationship with Jesus, our relationship with the Holy Spirit, relationships with each other. And relationships these days are tough because we've just got so much happening and what it takes to be able to keep relationship happening. So we've run out of time, but I'm just going to refer to these scriptures. In Matthew, one of the lineages of Jesus Christ through King David was a lady called Rahab. How about that? In Hebrews, she's in the Hall of Fame. In James, she talks about the harlot who's not also justified by works when she received the message sent out. So sometimes we are justified by faith, but there are times we've got to do something. And Rahab, whatever happened in her life, if you go back to Joshua, and I didn't know you guys were in Joshua, but if you go back to Joshua 2, there is the story of Rahab, the Israelites coming and camping out in her place. She knew how to hide men. She knew how to lie to the king. She'd been there. And you say, well, what does God doing using a prostitute liar, lying to the king? Go figure. Isn't that the remarkable, incredible, amazing God that we've got? Because he's going to pull out the person, the most unlikely person. You, me, the sinner, the liar, the cheat, the whatever. And he's going to pull that out and pull that out of you. Pull that out of you and say, come and be in the Hall of Fame. Come and be part of the lineage of Jesus, the message of Jesus, because over here is a gap and this church needs and wants a renovation. Let's strip back our hearts. Let's strip back the way you do things. You might do some things, and Kerry, you might start introducing some things to the church. Support your leader, church. Recognize your leader has been anointed and appointed, and recognize that there might be some things happening that are different. There might be some things changing. We might strip back something and replace it with something else. We knocked walls down. We plugged up doors. We did this, that, and the other. Can I just encourage you from this man right through to the lineage of leaders to be radical, radical, radical for God, because that's what you were. That's what this church was born out of, as being radical. And let's not lose that, because we could all be in the recliner of comfort. So as Kerry, as it is put on you and anointed to you, light the fire, renovate, strip things back. And I know that you'll do it with grace, because that's what pours out of you. So I hope that this message that I believe God is saying to all of us is a message that can have the four congregations cruising in the river. So what is happening at Slough? What is happening at Marlow? What's happening with the journey? What's happening in Maidenhead? You are part of one system. Learn from each other. Recognize what others are doing. Be radical in Marlow and Slough and the journey. Take on these places and stir up for the next generation. And the next generation, you have a voice. Does the next generation have a voice in this church? Yes. Yes. Where is the young apostles and disciples? Jesus did not get a bunch of old people. Jesus got a bunch of young, radical fishermen, tax collectors, all of the crazy people that built a church and followed him. So let's look at your teams. Let's look at the people that you've got on your team. Let's find talent. And if you've got something burning in your heart, young people, there is no junior Holy Spirit. There is no junior Holy Spirit. If you've got something burning in your heart, put your hand up. And 39 years ago, I put my hand up and someone grabbed a hold of me and said, yes, you young radical crazy Australian, come and be part of our team. And that's never stopped. So I hope you've caught something today. So I'm going to hand back, but just pray and thank you, Father, for who you are. Holy Spirit, we can't do this without you. In fact, let's leave that slide up there. So, worship team, can you please come? And I'm going to ask you now, those people who want to come and have prayer and be prayed for a refreshment, a rejuvenation, a renovation, a renewal. Don't forget the revenue. This church needs revenue, your tithes and offerings. There's another great R word to finish on. Yeah, where is the revenue to take this into its future? Because if you're holding back your tithes and offerings, you are blocking, you are putting the door on the future of this church. Where is your 10%? It's just paying rent to God, your 10%, to be here. You know, he owns 100%. He says, go and play with the 90. But guys, where are you stepping out in faith with your finances? Because if you hold on to your finances, you're blocking God. What you are doing with that 10%, if you hold on to it, you're going to put a big door in front of your faith. When you start to give, it's the most challenging thing you'll do in your faith, is to give your 10%. It is the most challenging thing that operates on us. So, Father, I pray right now that there is a revival in all of us. We stand for this church, River Church. We stand for something that is going to take the next generation on. So let us all stand, please. And as we do, I just ask and invite anybody who wants to come forward for prayer. We're going to have a whole stack of people up here. Mara, my darling, just come and close this off with a prayer.
Thank you, Lord, for your presence, which has been so strong today. Thank you for the worship. Lord, we ask that your presence touches our hearts right now. What is it that for me, for all of us, what is it that you want to give me or tell me or show me about what you want for me and my heart right now? Let's just let the Holy Spirit speak to us. What is it that you want me to know, Lord? What does stepping out in faith look like for me? And Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness to us. That your grace is always there. Your loving kindness that brings us to repentance, that brings us into stepping forward to becoming the person that you have created us to be. And I ask right now that you break, in the name of Jesus, any stronghold that is within my heart and in my mind. And the crystal clear living water of your Holy Spirit just washes through any parts of fear that might be in my mind right now. And then coming down into my heart, the crystal clear living water of your Holy Spirit just washing out any fears, filling it with your Spirit, with your courage, with your kindness and love, to allow me to move forward into where you want me to be. And I pray that for all of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, amen.